You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy hump day, my friends. Yesterday, obviously a very warm day.
A little bit.
Everyone in our neighborhood was outside doing like water activities. There were double slip and slides. There were splash pads. Like you could hear people just shrieking all throughout the neighborhood. And mind you, our neighbors are not like really close by, but everybody was outside just doing their own version of mild waves, as I like to call it, mild waves.
Mild waves. Yes. So what you're saying is nobody had air conditioning in their house. They're like, let's just get outside and spray each other with water.
I mean, that was the only solution to the problem yesterday, I think.
It was freaking hot.
Did you guys do some outdoor activities?
Oh, yeah, we did. My wife texted me and she's like, hey, do you want to go on a boat? I'm like, yeah, I don't even need to know any of the other details. I don't even know where this boat is. For all I know, you stole it, but I'm all in for it. Turns out one of our friends has a boat. They were staying on Lake Taps, and so we get to just hang out on Lake Taps and just be on a boat all day. It was freaking awesome.
Now we know somebody who knows somebody that has a boat, Danny. This could change the entire rest of the summer for us.
Because nobody wants to own a boat. No. But we sure as hell want to have friends that do have
boats.
You
want to be 1 degree of separation away from said boat.
Hell, 2-3 degrees away. I don't care.
You did it, Steve.
I could be last on your list and no one else wanted to do it, but I was around. I'm in.
You got us an in now.
Yes.
Call them. We'll come next time.
Danny, what'd you do?
Sat in my car that the air conditioning is going out and sweated my entire day. It was pretty fun.
So nice. We're all getting wet. I was going to say, no water activities for me, guys. Thanks. I hate you both.
Oh, I mean, sweat is kind of water.
It is time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's a day to enjoy yourself some steak. It's National Filet Mignon Day, or as I like to call it, the Filet Mignon.
I like that. And you found some plant-based ones recently that you said are fire.
I did. And if you're a person that doesn't eat meat, but you miss meat, it's a brand called Off Beast. I ordered it online. It's not cheap. It got, you know, it's like pretty much $10 for one filet each. I think you get four of them for like $40 or something along those lines. And it's one of the most tasty things I've eaten in the world of plant-based. And it's up there as one of my favorite steaks. I know it's not really steak, but my favorite steak of all time would have to be at Vista Prime Steak and Seafood over at the Snoqualmie Hotel. They have their steakhouse. It's so damn good. And their filet mignon is so amazing.
Happy filet mignon day.
Do you have a favorite place to go to get a filet mignon?
Oh my gosh. I mean, literally any steakhouse. The one up at the Silver Reef Casino, though, up in Ferndale. Oh, prime.
You said any
so
place.
Great. Yeah.
You going to go to Sizzler?
Yeah.
Remember Sizzler?
Sizzler. When I was a kid, Sizzler. I loved some Sizzler.
When we moved back here and they had one in South Center, which is no longer there, it was literally probably on our like every other week list. I love Sizzler.
Oh, dude. When I was a kid, that was like one day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be able to afford to go to Sizzler. They had one in Tacoma as well. Yes. All right, let's talk about something pretty awesome yesterday. I don't know if you missed it, but if you did, if you missed the Mariners game, I could sum it up with this one audio clip.
He's first pitch swinging, and that's up the middle base hit. Randy's going to score easily from second base as he trots across home plate. Just like that, the Mariners have taken a 1-0 lead here in the first.
That's right. Josh Naylor drove in Randy Arozarena, and that was it. They won 1-0. There was no other run scored. But, I mean, if you like pitching, George Kirby, incredible game. And, hey, the Mariners, what is that now? 8 straight wins, and your Seattle Mariners are now tied for first place in the AL West. They're back at it again today, so hopefully the winning ways continue. Taryn Daly?
This is our year.
It's starting to feel more and more like that. Wasn't an exciting game, but who gives
a
F?
A win is a win, baby.
And Josh Naylor, man, he's been killing it for the Mariners since they got him. Oh, they made the trade to get him from Arizona.
His game face is scary.
He's very serious.
He's very serious.
Yes.
I was really shocked to see this. It's been 30 years of the Reptile Zoo in Monroe, but they are officially closing on October 18th of this year. The owners are looking to possibly sell the business and all the assets, minus the land, for $385,000, so if that interests you. And then if they don't find a buyer by September 15th, they'll just have to start selling off the animals, the equipment, all the enclosures individually.
Has Brad had a talk with you just yet?
Please don't come home.
With some reptiles
now. Some reptiles.
Have you ever been there?
I have been there. And then the guy that runs the Reptile Zoo, his daughter was in my class at Stanford High School.
So would she show up to like show and tell?
No,
oh, wait, high school. We didn't do show and tell in high school. Never mind.
But he's come to Barrett School. He's been to Barrett's. I think he comes to that elementary school every single year. And it's so fun. He put an alligator or crocodile, I don't know which one, on Barrett's head. I mean, if you have lived in this area for... in the last, 30 years and had kids go through school, you know the Reptile Man.
This is the strangest story of the day because I get it. This guy was trying to keep people from stealing something from him. He was trying to scare off some suspected car thieves. This happened in Oregon, in Florence, Oregon. The man's name is David Ray Allen, and, well, he lost part of his forearm and hand because he was trying to scare off these suspected car thieves, and he did it by having a homemade grenade. Because that's how you do things.
I feel like that was not step one that was necessary.
Well, the grenade exploded and it blew off his arm. So police showed up. Now the guy who was trying to keep people from stealing stuff from him is facing charges for unlawfully possessing and making a destructive device.
Oh, no.
But he did just join a Def Leppard cover band as their drummer. Too soon? Sorry. Hey, as far as weather, we're in a high of 78 degrees, Danny. You won't have to sweat in your car today.
Yeah. The 78 still seems hot to me, guys.
It's a lot better than 90-something.
Can we bring the snow back, please?
Not yet. Come on, Danny. Get air conditioning. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show is going to be at the Everett Aqua Sox game on Sunday, August 24th. And I found out we're going to be in Section J.
J for joint.
Row 9. J for joint, yes. Thank you for that. If you'd like to be part of the fun, you can go and check out all the ticket options at KISW.com.
J for Jamba.
There you go.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a big day, Steve Miggs.
Why is that?
Because it's International Left-Handers Day.
It's my day, baby.
In Australia, they're called Molly Dukers.
Oh, man.
Fun fact.
Back in my rave days, that was my nickname.
Molly Duker. Some of our most favorite musicians are left-handers. And I'm not just talking about you, Steve Miggs. Here's another example. Excuse me while
I kiss the sky. I would say with confidence that Jimi Hendrix is the most famous left-handed musician.
Correct. I think that's a fact.
And I love that back in the day, like, there weren't, maybe there were, but, and he just didn't like them, but there weren't lefty-style guitars for you to have, so he just flipped a righty-style guitar and just restrung it, I think.
A total pioneer.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm pretty sure he restrung it. I knew some guy, one of my old bandmates, he was a lefty, and he flipped the guitar and didn't restring it, so he played, he strummed up as opposed to like a down strum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he would strum up. It was so weird, but it made such a cool sound.
Fun fact, that's how the guy from the Ataris does it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris Rowe, he's always done it that, and he's just like, I just learned how to play that way, and it's so weird to watch him play, to think about, like, doing chords backwards like that.
Oh dude, when I would play with that guy, that's weird, because we once got to open for the Ataris, and I wonder if they noticed, like, you know how, like, that Spider-Man meme where you kind of point at each other, like, just like, wait a second, you play the guitar just as weird as I do. I wonder if they even noticed that, but I'm like, when I would be playing, I would look at my buddy Josh and watch him play the guitar, and I'm just like, the hell are you doing, man? None of this makes sense.
No, but as the resident lefty on the show, you want to put us to the test, Steve.
Yes, I found some other bands that have lefty members in them, and I want you to figure out which member of the band is a lefty.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start off with this one. I feel like this one should be pretty easy, but you know what? Maybe it's just because I'm a lefty and, you know.
You guys are all real connected.
We're all in the know. That's like a little cult.
Group chat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You were
no shoeshine. It's Paul McCartney.
I didn't even have to give you multiple choice.
Yeah.
Danny D think it's Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, or John Lennon.
It's John Lennon, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, Paul McCartney, lefty bassist, played the guitar lefty as well.
I only know this because I'm a Beatles freak.
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Look at that.
Somebody's thing. I didn't even know that was the Beatles.
Oh my gosh, Danny.
Well, you know, Aerosmith covered it, and a lot of people know it for the Aerosmith cover, and then even Godsmack covered that song too.
Did they?
Not a lot of people know that
I
one.
I did
for
not.
Being, yeah. All right, here we'll go back to the Pacific Northwest. We'll go with this band, and I'll have some multiple choice for you guys there.
Let's go cracking.
Okay, sorry. Of course, Nirvana. Do you think it's Chris Novoselic, their bassist, Kurt Cobain, or Dave Grohl? Taryn, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. Danny?
Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
Only reason I know that one is because I remember trying to learn Smells Like Teen Spirit on guitar, and I was watching a video, and I could not figure it out, and I realized, oh, it's because he's playing a different kind of guitar.
Oh, that's funny. You would think, because watching it, it would almost be like a mirror. Yeah, a mirror image. So you're like, okay, I can figure it out. That's where his hand went.
Nope.
All right, well, maybe this one might be a little bit harder. So far, you guys are crushing it. Of course, this is Black Sabbath. Now, we won't count Ozzy because, well, he's a singer, so it doesn't matter if he's holding the microphone in his left or right hand, so I don't know if he's a lefty or a righty. But do you think it's Geezer Butler, their bassist? Bill Ward, do you think the drummer is the lefty? Or guitarist Tony Iommi? Danny, what are you feeling?
I'm going to go Bill Ward.
That's their drummer.
I'm going to go Tony Iommi.
Taryn Daly nailed it. Lefty Riffmeister. I think that was his nickname.
That sounds like a nickname.
He had a custom left-handed SG as well, and a whole lot. Yeah, I mean, he's right up there as one of the greatest guitarists of all time.
For sure.
Starting to notice a trend. Kurt Cobain, Tony Iommi, Jimi Hendrix.
And the great Steve Miggs.
Okay, we got one more for you. Smashing Pumpkins. Do you think it's guitarist James Iha, singer and guitarist Billy Corgan, or drummer Jimmy Chamberlain? Jimmy Chamberlain.
You know what? I'm going to double down on that with Danny.
Wrong. Actually, it's a trick question because it's Billy Corgan, but he was a righty. But sometimes he would write songs lefty just to kind of change things up and kind of mess with his own brain and his own creative juices.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he would experiment with playing things on the lefty to see if he could come up with a different riff.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty cool.
That is very cool. Congratulations to all the lefties out there for being awesome.
I appreciate you for that.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have one of our famous simple questions that we would like to ask you, but in order to do that, you have to call in right now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will ask that simple question after Billy Idol. If you would like to answer today's simple question, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK.
It's very simple, and I feel like everybody has experienced this at some point, probably in the last week or two.
Because we're talking about the comeback of the middle finger.
The middle finger's back, baby.
It is back in pop culture in a big way. Last week, Geno Smith even gave a Seahawks fan a middle finger.
Now, in all fairness, of course, the middle finger happened because the fan was comparing it to Jamarcus Russell. And I think they were having a little bit of fun together. But I love that Pete Carroll was asked about it, and the way that he handled that question was pretty great.
Geno Smith was seen at the Seahawks game making an obscene gesture, like at a fan with a sign.
Did you see what the sign said?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Next question.
And he's just like, yeah, I got no time for stupidity.
On.
Okay.
So then this morning, there's been this story going viral about a woman flipping off a pilot that saved her life. It was an Air France flight. They had to make this emergency landing in Canada.
How about they apparently, they did the whole, is there a doctor on the plane? And there was not a doctor on the plane. So like, well, crap, whatever the medical issue was, they're like, we better land the plane because we can't stay in the air anymore.
Yeah. And then the pilot updated the passengers on how she gave them the middle finger because she was seeming pretty ungrateful about the whole situation.
This is your captain speaking. You'll be happy to learn that our passenger, which we saved her life, and she was a bit angry to be offloaded with the aircraft. And she gave us a finger when leaving the aircraft.
Can you imagine having your life saved and then flip somebody off because it wasn't the way you wanted it
to
go?
I have a feeling that the passenger didn't feel like they saved her life. Maybe she's just like, guys, you don't have to take me down here. And they're just like, no, you're dying. We need to save your life.
Well, all of these birds being flipped leads us to want to ask a simple question. Allison at White Whale Station, what was the last time you flipped someone off?
You know, I am so ashamed to admit this because of my age, but it was just after several years of not doing it, it was just a couple of weeks ago I flipped somebody off.
Really? Okay, do you mind me asking, around what age are you? Because you said you're ashamed because of the age that you're at.
I am 57. I'm going to be 58 in a month.
Okay, awesome. So what happened that led to you want to flip this person off?
They cut me off.
Driving. Yeah.
And I had the right of way. Not only did they cut me off, but they haunted me like it was my fault.
How dare they? Did it feel good to flip them off?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, it did. But I have to tell you, I learned my lesson because when I was a teenager in the car with my brother, I flipped somebody off. And long story short, we were stopped at a stop sign. They stopped behind us. And they came up to the car and, like, opened the door and tried to rip my brother out of the car.
Jeez.
And then they tried to break the door off the hinges. And that was kind of where I learned my lesson. But it didn't, obviously, didn't stick very well.
That's bonkers. People get all, that's why I just give people thumbs up. Thumbs up to everything.
Or thumbs down.
When's the last time that you flipped somebody off?
It was Saturday night in Austin, Texas, watching you wrestle for AAWP.
That's so... AAPW,
sorry.
That's funny, because that's the last time I flipped somebody off, and it was you and our friend Cobb, who the first two people I see that are flipping me off, and I don't remember the last time I flipped somebody off in actual anger.
It does feel good.
Well, I would just like to point out that both of you, during this whole segment, have been flipping each other off the whole time, and you haven't even realized it while talking about it. Tara's just been holding the bird up to you pretty much the whole time.
It feels nice.
Sometimes a boss pisses you off, or somebody pisses you off, and you put your hand in your pocket, and you flip them off in your pocket. Just because it's like, I don't really want anyone to know I'm flipping this person off, but it just feels good. I used to do that to an ex-girlfriend. She would always just drive me so insane.
She doesn't have any idea.
And there were so many times I just put my hand in my pocket and I'd be flipping her off, and I'm like, this is so juvenile, but it feels really good.
Did you ever do the, fishing pole and you crank it to let the finger up? Or my personal favorite was peel your finger up and then use it like a powder compact, like I'm powdering my face. That was always my favorite back in the day.
Oh, my favorite was blow your hand and blow your mouth into the hand and then...
Classic.
And it just pops out.
We're taking the middle finger back.
We're such losers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Okay, don't be a loser. I want you to beat Migs this morning. His record is currently 262 wins, 83 losses, and 68 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.